Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, verses 29 to 45. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him, and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. A leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it, and to spread the news so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor James Woolmer from Faith Lutheran Church, Plano, Texas.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law. He took her by the hand, and the fever left her. He also healed the sick. He also healed those who had various diseases. He also helped those who were oppressed by demons. He cast them out. He also healed a leper. Jesus touched the man, and his leprosy left him. These miracles prove that Jesus is the Son of God. They prove that Jesus has the power to reverse the effects of sin. They prove that Jesus even has power over demons. Jesus is not afraid to touch a person who is sick or who has leprosy. Sickness or leprosy will not affect Jesus. He has power over them. Unfortunately, there is sickness and disease and strokes and heart attacks and cancer and death in our world because of the fall into sin. Adam and Eve listened to Satan and ate the forbidden fruit. We suffer from the consequence of their sin. We have inherited a sinful nature from our parents. Things just aren't perfect. Therefore, we suffer from trial and tribulation. Jesus came to seek and to save we who are lost in sin and death. He came to fulfill the law in our place. He came to pay for our sins by his righteous sacrifice upon the cross. He came to bear the wrath of God on our behalf. He came to defeat our enemy death and the devil. So Jesus died upon the cross for our sins, and 3 days later he rose for our justification. Because Jesus lives, you too shall live. In Christ there is the forgiveness of sins. In Christ, there is a peace which the world can never give. While we are here on earth, we suffer from sickness and disease. We suffer from trial and tribulation. Yet God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you." Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given to you." Therefore, in times of sickness, we pray. And God hears our prayer. Even Jesus would oftentimes pray. Our text for today says that Jesus went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. The hospital and doctor and nurses are a blessing to us. God works through them for our good. We might be healed from our sickness today or tomorrow, or we might not. But we always pray to God, "Thy will be done." We do know that on the last day, on the day of the resurrection of the body, we will receive perfect healing. On that day, God will give us an immortal and an incorruptible body. On that day, the soul will be rejoined to a body which will be free from sin and sickness. Just as Jesus healed many during his ministry, so also Jesus will bring perfect healing to your body on the last day. But in the meantime, and while we remain here on earth, God is your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Just as Jesus cared about the sick and he healed them, so also Jesus cares about you. He is your good shepherd, and you are his baptized lamb, redeemed with the blood of Christ. After Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law, she served him. She served him out of thankfulness for what he did for her. So also we serve and love one another out of thankfulness for what God in Christ Jesus has done for us. We love because God first loved us. We forgive one another because God in Christ Jesus forgives us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor James Wolmer from Faith Lutheran Church in Plano, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.